It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Drake May yesterday was talking about his message getting across.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a good answer by him. The whole topic of him sort of seizing the reins and addressing the offense and the reaction that the players had to it, his reaction to it, his description of it, the way the coaches described it, all of it seemed, and I know I've said this at times with various things over the course of these last 10 weeks, it seemed significant. That seemed like a significant thing. Like his play at the end of the Titans game, that was significant. Winning that first game against the Bengals at the time seemed significant. You know what I mean? Like there's various significant moments over the course of the season. And this isn't one that we were privy to. We didn't get to see this. We don't know exactly what it sounded like, although we have a pretty good idea since we know what he talks like. But we didn't get to hear what it sounded like or how the speech landed or what exactly he talked about or who he mentioned, if he mentioned any names or anything like that. We don't know. But we do know that they won the game, the offense looked pretty good, and everybody reacted to it positively. Now, there was a time when Mac Jones was here, and not to bring everything back to Mac Jones, but there was a time when it seemed like the players on the team, on the offense in particular, Myers, Bourne, those guys, liked him.
Oh, yeah.
And liked playing for him and said he was a good leader and said, oh, yeah, we're all about Matt. You know, it was a thing. It may have been a little bit of copium going on there because they knew he wasn't that good, but they liked him, or at least they said they liked him, and they put that out there and made it seem like they were all rallying around number 10 and that Mac Jones was their guy. It fell apart over the span of the next 2 years, but you did hear that. And I think some people bought it more than others. How much are you buying this right now with Drake May? It seems like you're all in.
Absolutely. Don't yell at me for being optimistic and take a positive spin here.
Go ahead.
I think the guy is a genuine leader. I think he oozes leadership, whether it's in the post-game locker room, on the practice field, on the field in general. There is a cocksuredness to him. We talked about it yesterday that, well, if a guy's open, I mean, if a guy's one-on-one, I consider that open, I'm going to throw him the ball, right? Like, I don't know what you're talking about, NFL open, college open. Remember Bill was talking about that when he was crapping all over him, yes, in the breakdown pre-draft? Like, you're not going to get much more open than this. He doesn't care whether he's open or not because he'll throw the guy open. He'll hit his receiver in the hands. And I think that's a visualization of that confidence. And I would also put this out there, Your Honor. What if I told you that there were only 5 quarterbacks in the National Football League better than Drake May?
I would disagree with that, but let's explore that.
The Athletic told you. Because in The Athletic, when they do their power rankings, they also...
Is it one author, or is it like the whole NFL, the whole football writer, like they all do it?
I can tell you real quick with I scroll to the top.
Because it's different if it's one man's opinion versus many men and women's opinion, or one woman's opinion.
Many men.
Many people, right? I mean,
how about Josh Kendall?
Josh Kendall.
Yeah. Is he your guy?
I don't know Josh Kendall. I'm not familiar with his work. Let me look him up here. See what his deal is.
Is he a
childhood friend of Drake May, perhaps? Josh Kendall, The Athletic. All right, I'm taking a look here.
What's his bio?
Atlanta Falcons beat writer for The Athletic. There'll be some golf, maybe even a little college football at times. Email jkendall@theathletic.com. All right, I'm going to email
Sounds like
this
a dude.
And say, what the hell, dude?
Normal dude. Anyway.
Fifth best quarterback in the league.
So, which I'm taking some liberties to make my point here.
Uh-huh.
But when The Athletic does their power rankings, which they moved the Patriots up to 23rd, I believe.
I think, is this the link you sent in the email?
Yes.
It's 22nd. 22nd in that email, yes.
Bit reactionary for one win over a bad football team that fired one of its coaches.
I know, you were just scolding people for being happy about that win,
by the way. But the quarterback confidence rating, which they include for every team, 1 to 32, for Drake May and the Patriots is a 7. So what does that tell you? For comparison's purposes, I did work. I have a legal notebook pad
Look at that. You actually do.
10. The only guy that got a 10 in QB confidence rating. Who you think that is?
I would guess it's probably Josh Allen.
No.
Lamar Jackson.
Patrick Mahomes.
So it's not necessarily based on their stats this year.
It's a confidence rating. So yeah,
Burrow has the best stats this year. He's ridiculous. Well, him and Jackson have the best stats.
So the only guy that got a 9 was Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
3 guys got an 8. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Justin Herbert.
Okay.
Then a boatload of quarterbacks got a 7.
Did you say Goff already or not?
No, okay, Goff got a 7 with your guy. Drake May got a 7. Matthew Stafford got a 7. Kyler Murray, who some want to talk up as a sneaky MVP candidate, got a 7. Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, be-all, end-all rookie QB. How about C.J. Stroud, be-all, end-all rookie QB a year ago? Those are all 7s, just like your quarterback, Drake May. There's only 5 quarterbacks, according to The Athletic, that are sure fire ahead of Drake May in terms of a confidence rating. That's where the confidence is right now for the Patriots and Drake May.
Well, according to this one person, woo! Do you agree with that, by the way? Do you agree that he's on the same level as Jared Goff and Kyler Murray and Jaden Daniels and all those guys? I mean, that's was Sam Darnold on the list? I didn't hear his
Sam
name.
Darnold is a 5.
He's a 5. Where's
Jordan Love, Bo Nix, Geno Smith, and Tua are a 6.
They're 6s. Where's Purdy?
Purdy is in the 7 category.
Purdy's in the 7 category.
The 7 is the fattest category. Mm-hmm. They had, I don't know, looks like probably 10 or 12 in the 7 category. So that's that differentiation. They clearly have those 5 guys kind of on a pedestal.
Right.
And then that second tier of quarterback, and Drake May's in there. Now, obviously, he could be 6 or he could be 12.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily mean they're all equal. It means that, right.
Gave him the same confidence rating, and I would argue has the worst team around him, right? To get that confidence rating?
Yes, I would agree with that. Yeah, sure.
I would argue we still have questions about his coaching, even though Alex Van Pelt may be coming off his best week, best game plan, whatever, the balanced offense, all of that. So he also has the smallest sample of anybody in there.
Is that baked into the – how do they come up with this? Like, how do they come up with these numbers? Is there a system to it, or is it just this guy's
imagination? I think he just anoints a number. Like, he just appoints them a number.
Okay. He doesn't have, like, a system, you know?
I don't think it's a formula or a new age. I think he picks and chooses what he bakes
into. It's not like
getting
into the Japanese Baseball Hall of Fame. You got to do this,
no,
this, and this.
No.
Right?
It's more like the American Hall of Fame, where
it's got to be a player.
I don't know, some
guys
voted or said they like me, they don't like me. He's a 7.
Got it.
And I don't disagree with a lot of it. You got all over me. You know who got a 2?
No, I don't.
The first person I said Drake May was better than.
You said Drake May was better than Aaron Rodgers.
Correct.
Yeah, well, Aaron Rodgers, I agree with him being down there. Yeah, sure.
But I am with this. I think the way this team is trending, the way Drake May's play and leadership together are trending, okay, are we avoiding that ugly interception? Sure, we're avoiding that, but it happened. You move on from it. He learns from it. Maybe he's better this week. Are we also giving him credit for... Yeah, he played a bad football team, but the bad football team has a decent defense. The Bears' defense is not horrific.
And I think the Titans have a decent defense, too. Yeah.
So he's playing NFL teams.
He's played two good defenses.
NFL competition out there. They're not just cakewalks. I just think that's interesting that it's somebody who's on a national level. You said it. He covers the Falcons. He does power rankings for The Athletic. He's a national viewpoint. Has Drake May now lumped in with the meatiest portion of good quarterbacks, right? That group, I would say... Kirk Cousins, Brock Purdy, Baker, those are good quarterbacks for the here and for the now. They're not elite. Mm-hmm. The elite got the higher grades. Do you disagree with this? Because I agree with this. I think Drake May is playing himself into the good. I believe you have your franchise quarterback, and if you have your franchise quarterback, it means you have a guy that's in the top 12 to 15 in the NFL, and that's what Drake May is and is trending toward.
Sure. I think that, I mean, I'd have to look at this thing, but I might have him a step below some guys like Jared Goff and players like that. Maybe I'd have those guys higher.
Well, you didn't like his 5 picks he threw the other night?
Well, I didn't like May's 3 picks in the last 2 weeks either, and his lost fumble and all the turnovers. What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about turnovers and ignore Drake May's and Jared Goff's?
I would look at Goff's more because Goff's happen in a dome. Goff happens with... arguably the greatest offensive coordinator of this millennium, according to many people out there.
A lot of people are saying that,
right?
Yeah.
With a good offense around him, multiple backs, he's got multiple receivers, and Drake May is trying to make chicken salad.
Sure, but I mean, you can say that about anybody. I mean, you can say that about almost every single quarterback in the league has a better situation around them than Drake May.
And that's why Drake May gets extra, he gets bonus points. You know, like those tests where your teacher's like, well, you got 2 wrong, so it's an 87, but I gave you bonus points for this. You're back up to a 95.
No, but you're admitting you're grading on a curve with him because his stats on their own aren't exactly that. Right, but that's the point, is that you can't look at him like you can at Jaden Daniels, who admittedly has a better situation than May does by at least 1 or 2 playmakers on the offense. Not that much better, though, and he's having a considerably better year. And I think that when you look around, what we're doing here and the exercise I wanted to do here was, what are we overrating and what are we underrating about Drake May? And I think that the leadership and the behind-the-scenes stuff might be getting underrated a little bit, maybe not anymore after this big speech and what he did this week. But I think his play on the field is kind of getting overrated at this point. I think he's had some great plays and some good throws. He's had a lot of bad ones. And in general, it's led to a kind of up-and-down season so far that hasn't necessarily dazzled me all the whole time. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.